flood my soul. They tell people all the time that, you know, we have these precious memories, that we have these thoughts and stories about our loved ones that we are remembering this morning. And all those stories and all those memories and those precious memories are yours. No one can take them away. You know, we have pictures and we have things that remind us about loved ones and people that we are remembering even today. But sometimes those things go away or fade away, or we misplace them or lose them. But these precious memories that we have in our hearts are ours. And no one can take them away. They're always yours. And we have those precious memories. And again, we're thankful for all those people that have went ahead of us and have fought for our freedom, those that have sacrificed in our own lives and our families. We think about our parents and grandparents, what they've done to make their families work, right? The sacrifices that they have made. And we think about graduation and all the sacrifices that lots of people have made on their behalf to get them to that point where they receive that diploma. So we remember and are thankful for all of them this day and every day. They started this tradition in the schools, and I'm not sure how long it's been happening or if it's happened in other schools, but they have what they call this walkthrough, where they have graduates walk through the schools that they have once attended, like the class of 2019 walked through the halls of Big Elm and at Lumberport Elementary and at Lincoln Middle, and it's a great time for kids to see that, for teachers to reminisce about that. And I talked to some former students as they came through the middle school, and they lingered around a little bit, and they were like, "Oh, Mr. Newsman." This one boy says to me, he said, "You know, I'm tired of everybody." I said, "What are you going to do next?" And I said, "Well, I mean, it's been happening for years, right? What are you going to do next?" And I said, "So what do you respond with? I mean, what have you been telling me?" He said, "I don't really know. That's why I don't want people to ask me what I'm going to do next." So they're really thought about it. And I remember this kid in elementary school, he's never really wanted to think of it, right? And he said, I'm just glad I got here. I said, "Well, you're right. I mean, that's really an accomplishment." And I said, "You know what, I just pray about it. You know, all your parents and everybody and all these people are asking you what you're going to do next. And instead of that this bright future," I said, "Well, just pray about it. Just pray about it." And he said, "Will you pray about it too?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I'll be praying about that." And as I said already this morning, God has a plan. As we pray for it, God's plan would be, you know, revealed. I mean, all these people, you know, have these thoughts and ideas and things they want us to do and these plans and stuff. And, you know, I was thinking yesterday, you know, we all have these plans and we think about when graduation, I'm thinking, man, it's not going to be too much longer. Grant's going to be here, you know, graduating. And so yesterday I went to this place. You know how we kind of plan things out for our kids? And, "Oh, that'd be great for you." Well, we went to this place in Buckhead. It's a, what's that place called? Jestermind. It's like a gaming place, and people come there and play games. They have tournaments and stuff. Well, on the way there, I was talking to Ryan. He used to go to Leslie, and he said, "Well, you know, I think that gaming and the video games is actually a sport." And so I was like, "No, I love Ryan thing. It could have been, right?" And I'm thinking, so listen, Ryan, I go, and we're talking to these people, and I said, "Hey, this friend of mine says that this gaming thing is actually a collegiate sport." "Well, yeah, I'm roommates with the coach who coaches the West Virginia Wesleyan eSport team. It's a collegiate team, and they play video games. You could win scholarships. There's 8 kids at Wesleyan on a scholarship at Wesleyan to play video games." And so I'm like, "Man, this is it. This is it." I mean, seriously, you could do this. And he goes, "Well, I don't want to go to Wesleyan." So, well, okay, well, we'll get started with you at Fairmont, you know, a collegiate, seriously, I looked it up, they actually have a national championship in eSports, and this guy was, "Do you want me to get some information?" I said, "Well, Grant's only in the 8th grade, you know, but I'll talk to you later about it." I was just really excited about it. "Grant, I just found out what you're going to do." And so we do that, don't we? And in my conversation with this young man the other day, he said, "All these people have these plans for me and keep asking what I'm going to do. I just don't know yet." And he's a kid that's grown up in the church. And I said, "Just pray about it." He said, "Well, you be doing that too." And I said, "Okay, I'll get back to you when God tells me." I said, "You do the same." And so that's what we should be doing. And we talked about this morning again, this plan that God has for us, remembering all these people. Have you done that before? Have you remembered all the people who have been a part of your journey, been a part of the plan, and help make that plan happen, I think. We want God's plan to be revealed, but we have people that are praying with us, right? And praying for us that we would follow the plan, that God's plan will be revealed and His will be done. Do we remember those people? We thank those people. And these candles might represent some of those people that we're thankful for. And again, as we come to this Memorial Day, and as I remind each of us every day that we're reminding us of the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And so this morning, I just want to share four verses from Psalm chapter 20. All to Him we owe. Think about it. We're thankful to all these people who made sacrifices and made things happen in our lives. We're thankful for our military and veterans who laid down their lives literally for us so that we might have freedoms and live the life that we do in America and do what we do. But not to forget this one who sent His Son Jesus, and this Jesus who laid down His life. And boy, all we have. Wow, all we have because of Christ in our lives and what we owe Him. And Psalm 20, verses 1 through 4. Jim, I need your help. I'm going to get a click back there. Thank you. It says, "May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you." And I think about this, and we think about people as they graduate and they're moving on. We think about our own children. We're praying that, you know, that they would be all that God would have them do. We've got some ideas. We think about what our kids are interested in, what they're good at. We want them to be happy and successful in life. But do we think about these things? Do we pray that, may the Lord answer you when you're in distress? And He does. We want to know how God answers our prayers. That's why we're praying for each other and praying that God's will be done. And the part of His plan is that we would be safe and that you'd be protected. It says, may He send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. Think about this. And we remember and we're thankful to people that pray for us on a daily basis, that pray that God's will be done and pray for our protection. But do we thank the God that actually does this for us? Do we thank Him every day that God protects us, that He keeps us safe, that we can go to Him in times of trouble? And as a church family, we've been working on that, praying for one another. And when people need prayer, we're going to do it right now. We're going to pray with them. They can feel the power of God's presence through prayer. And in verse 3, it goes on to say, may He remember all your sacrifices except your burnt offerings. Do we remember all the sacrifices that have been made? Do we remember? Again, we're thankful to all those people. Remember all of our loved ones. But are we thankful to Christ Jesus and what He has done? I mean, yeah, we're all thankful at Easter. And we're all thankful at Christmas because He was born so He could die at Easter. But He didn't really die at Easter, remember? He rose again at Easter, right? But do we thank Him every day? Do we thank all these people that we remember every day? May we remember all the sacrifices. May He give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Is this the God that we're thankful for this morning? This God that protects us? This God that sent His Son Jesus who died for us? And now we have all this that we owe Him? And all God says, you don't owe me anything. Just live for me and trust me and serve me and share others. That's what we really owe, right? And so in this psalm, again, it says, may the Lord answer you when you're in distress. He will. God knows you're in distress, but God wants you to know that you need Him in times of distress, right? God knows you're in trouble, but God wants you to know that you need Him in trouble, right? God wants you to understand that God's the only one that can help us. And we need to acknowledge that. That's what God wants us to do. God wants us to be thankful for the sacrifice that He made every day. To remember that Jesus came to the cross and died for us. And today and every day we're to remember what He's done for us. And that He will answer us in times of distress. And He'll protect us, right? That's why He loves us so much. That's why He does these things. And He'll help us. And He'll grant us support if we ask Him. And may we remember always what He's done. And may He give you the desire of your heart. Will God do that? I think that's really important that we understand that this morning. May He give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Some people get upset a lot of times with God in this verse right here. Well, I asked God for $1 million and that I never won. Well, I asked God that I could be the director of the medicine at UHC and it never happened. I'm still playing fourth. See, we have to really be careful. May he give you the desire. God will, I believe God will give you the desire of your heart. But God will give you what he wants for you, right? We talk about God's will being done, and we have to realize that once we surrender to Jesus, and think about after Jesus sacrificed his life and did what he did, he did that one time for us. And we were to accept him as our Savior and live for him. Once we decide to do that, that I believe God will give us the desires of our heart if it's what God wants. The desires of our heart should be what God wants, right? The desire of my heart for all of you, my son, my family, for all the kids, all the children and youth that I work with, and all the kids at the school. My desire for them is that what they desire is what God wants, right? And all your plans will succeed. God has a plan for us, right? And see, God sent his son Jesus. That was a part of the plan. He sacrificed his life for us so that we may have eternal life, that we might be forgiven, that we have a chance to be with him. And every day we should remember that. And every day we should be thankful for that. And in verse 5, which is not in here, but let me, not on the PowerPoint, it says, may we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. May the Lord grant all your requests. May the God that we serve, the God that we know, the God that sent his son Jesus, give you all that you need. He does. I believe all of us could agree to that. That God gives us all that we need and most of what we want. And God protects us and he takes care of us. And so in verse 5 it says that we're to shout the victory and lift up our banners, the name of the God, that he, the one who will grant our requests. But God wants us to ask. But verse 3, may he remember all your sacrifice. Oh, wow. God remembers what he's done for us, right? But do we remember what he's done for each of us? And not just through Jesus, but all these things that he's provided for us. And again, this time of year, as kids are graduating, people are thinking about their future, all of us need to be thinking about what God has in store for us. He does have a plan for us. And I believe he'll give us the desire of our heart. You know, I pray for all these families that desire to have children. And that for whatever reason, are unable to have children and going through different avenues to have children. I pray for these people every day that God will give them the desires of their heart. Because I know I pray that for myself, that I wanted a child. And work with all these other children. I love them all. And all the kids on the track team, it's just like grandparents. They can go away for a little bit, right? You can send them all home and hope their parents will pick them up. And you'll see them a later day. You know what I mean? But I pray that for these families that are fostering and trying to have children and are adopting. Because that's a desire of theirs. And God says he'll give us the desires of our heart. It's part of his plan that kids will be taken care of. As I talked to just a couple of those kids the other day, they were walking through the hall and they stopped to talk about what they might be doing next. Well, I don't know. But I'm going to pray. It'll be what God wants, right? And so this morning, as we come to remember all these people that have been a part of our journey at some point during this earth, we remember them and we praise God for them. We're thankful for them. We're thankful to all of our veterans and we're thankful to all those who made these sacrifices. And we give thanks to all these people, that we give thanks to God for all these things, these great things. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. But never let us forget what Jesus has done. That he paid it all for us, didn't he? And all to him I owe. Father, we thank you this morning for bringing us together. I know we have lots of things to think about. We have lots of fun playing for the children and youth this evening at our home. Many of us have picnics and celebrations and gatherings where we'll be with family and friends. Many graduation picnics are happening today as we give thanks for the lives of these young people, what they've been able to accomplish. But God, we give you all the glory for all these things, for all that we're able to do, for all that we're able to accomplish. And all that's happening in our lives, we give you the glory. We give you all the praise. God, we remember all these people that have been a part of our lives. God, we remember all the people who have been a part of my journey here in this church. God, we give you thanks. But we never, ever should ever forget about the sacrifice that you've made for us. Through your son Jesus, you sent him for us. And we know you paid the price, his life. And God, we know that all you want from us is that we might live for you, that we might allow that plan that you have for us to be done in our lives. And all we are to do, it's just to say yes. Yes, I want what God wants. That's certainly what I want for this church. Is it exactly what you are for this church and for all the people in it and all these children, youth, and all these families. God, we want what you want for us. God, we love you and we thank you. And I pray if there's anyone here this morning that needs to come and give their heart to you, they might do that. That never made that decision. Anyone here this morning that just needs prayer this morning, they come and let their church pray with them. God, whatever you desire of us, may we be of you. For we love you, thank you. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.